You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
The Rams, a 7-point win over the Minnesota Vikings.
Jonas, good to start here because Fezzik owes me an apology. Yesterday, we had a disagreement on the Vikings game. I like the Rams. He liked the Vikings. And whenever there's a disagreement on another talk show, well, what do? They fight. They call each other names. You hear mumbling. We don't waste our time with that. We just bet. When you hear this sound, it means someone just faded someone else for $100. $100, yeah, for a professional bettor doesn't mean a ton, but bettors hate to lose. Fez, we had 100. I had the Rams, and somehow you're not paying me because the line was 7. Do you feel bad is the first question.
Well, I never feel bad when I don't lose a bet.
even when it's like you know the other team should have covered.
I lost with Oregon last week.
Oh, he's still talking about that. I mean, he should get fined. He should get fined for that. So do you agree, though, that the Rams should have won by more than 7, and thus as you evaluate this Rams team, you were impressed?
Oh, absolutely. The Rams gained 10 yards per play, RJ, just a juggernaut offensively throwing
the
ball.
Yards per play is a stat the wise guys love. What's a typical yards per play on offense an NFL team will gain in a game?
5.5.
All right, so they almost doubled what a typical team does. Wow, the Rams. I think it was very encouraging for the Rams because their defense wasn't there, right? Peters played but was hobbled. Tlaib out. So, and again, I know Tlaib's out, I think, for the season now, right?
At least 8 weeks.
Okay. So you might say, well, RJ, that's the new normal, except teams tend to get used to having players out as time passes. That first game can be more startling. But to me, Belichick has a theory that applies here, which is, can you get a team to play in a way they don't want to play? And if so, how well do they play in that left-handed way? And I don't think the Rams want shootouts. And the fact of the matter is, yesterday was a shootout, and the Rams still won. And Goff stepped up. Jared Goff, to me, had a gigantic leap between his first year under Fisher and his second year last year, no doubt. But I still was a Goff skeptic last year. I thought, if you look at his third down stats, wasn't very good at all. When the team knew he was going to throw, McVay put him in a lot of good spots last year. I think you could make the case Goff has grown as much as any quarterback since last year. So once again, another quantum leap. First of all, do you agree Goff has grown a bunch?
Tremendously so.
And now, if this Rams team with one of the top 5 running backs, with a really good defense typically, obviously on the D-line especially, if they can also win by shootout, if you put, you know, say we're taking away your run game, boy, that makes the Rams look even better.
Formidable.
You're formidable? Is that fair to say? What's the odds for this formidable team? What are the odds right now at the Westgate to win the Super Bowl?
Amazingly, they are +175 versus the field.
So less than 2-1. Have you, in the last decade, do you remember a team being that favored this time of year?
No team.
So I think maybe your adjective there. I think the Rams are super impressive right now. But here's the thing. LA hasn't embraced them. We had another disagreement yesterday, which was, do the Rams have at least an average home field? Because they came from St. Louis, and last year even, they weren't embraced. And Fez, you said, why don't you repeat what you said?
Because they were 3-0 and favored to win the NFL, I expect their home field to increase, because this is what I see in other cities. It did not happen. Last night, I saw a sea of purple rooting for the Vikings in LA.
So, I was right. You were wrong.
That's common.
All right. And we got to reevaluate that moving forward. If the Rams, in the biggest Thursday night game in a long time, can't draw 80% of the fans, then you got to wonder, are they going to have, even if they have a great year, and even an average home field, right?
Yes, I think you got to downgrade them to only a 2-point home field advantage.
Where 3 is typical. And also, the Chargers, speaking of LA again, it's even worse with home field.
Yeah, the Chargers, you actually see 80-85% of the fans rooting for the other team in that StubHub Center.
I'm RJ Bell, straight out of Vegas. Jonas, let me ask you a question. You're an LA guy. What's the apathy about?
It's just that they have. I don't think that they're used to having a football team here. I really don't. They haven't had.
That should make them excited. Like Vegas got the Golden Knights, and it was like, oh my, OMG. And I get it. LA's got even more, I guess, in a way, more to do than Vegas. But you would think, I guess, Vegas has never had a pro team, so it was so new to us. The city went wild.
Yeah, and I think that there were some Ram fans who stayed with them to the move to St. Louis, but I think a lot of people out here just thought, okay, well, I've got to have another team that I root for. So you'll find a sports bar here. There's a Browns bar that's always packed every week. There's Bears bars. There's Steelers bars. It wasn't just a need to have a football team. So when you got one, and then also you got a second one, people in L.A. were looking around going, can we even support the one?
Yeah. Well, let's recap. Vegas loves the Rams, less than 2-1 to win the Super Bowl at some spots. And that's in the last 10 years, there hasn't been a favorite that big this time of year. LA doesn't love the Rams yet. We'll see what happens. Because of that, you got a lower home field advantage for the Rams, even though they played great.
Be sure to catch live editions of Straight Outta Vegas weekdays at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 p.m. Pacific. On Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
We are going to Foxborough, where the New England Patriots are a 6.5-point favorite against the division-leading Miami Dolphins.
Well, it makes sense. If it's Friday's Pick-Palooza, then the game of the week has to be the Vegas lead. And here's what I'm going to say about this game. I believe strongly, no game this season yet in the NFL means more than the Patriots and the Dolphins. Because if the Patriots win the game, it's okay, we're back to normal. 2-2 isn't great. Patriots tend to start season slow. Extended preseason is what they think of it as. And they're fine to win the division. Everything's fine. If they lose, the Patriots are 3 games back and already having lost to Miami in this hypothetical at home, with one more game in Miami, where the Pats tend to struggle, they would be the Patriots' significant underdogs to win the East. And entering the year, the Patriots were minus 1,500 to win the East. You had to bet $15 to win a dollar. They would, in 4 weeks, go from that big a favorite to a significant underdog. Last thing, I also think because the Patriots do so well after a loss, historically, Brady and Belichick are so good after a loss. If they lose 2 straight after a loss, because remember, this is the second one, it would be like home run spot motivationally and a great situation, and you still lose. So not only would there be great consequence in the standings, I think it would tell us a lot about the Patriots, and it would not be good what it's telling us.
Be sure to catch live editions of Straight Outta Vegas weekdays at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 p.m. Pacific.
No. It's not hip to be square. Let's start out, Fez. Giants, Saints. Where's the pros? Where's the Joes?
The pros are on the Giants, the home underdog, plus 3.5. I bet that. I like the Giants plus 3.5, RJ. It is all about the Saints, that defense. Whoa. I can't really explain why it's so bad, but I can tell you.
Because last year, the Saints were about an average D. And with a really good offense, and they were running the ball, Saints were as good as anyone last year.
Yeah, now they're at the very bottom statistically of the league. And we saw how important last night cornerbacks can be when they're missing. One of the Saints' best cornerbacks is missing for this game.
The Saints are not a good road team in general. They're especially bad in back-to-back road games. They went to Atlanta, had a track meet, now back to New Orleans, and now up to New York City. Ooh, dog, I like the Giants too.
We keep it in the NFL, and this time, guys, we are going to the Cincinnati Bengals and the Atlanta Falcons, a game in Atlanta and a game that finds the Falcons a 3.5-point favorite over those Cincinnati Bengals.
Yeah, Falcons, Freddie Fanny Pack and the Joes on the Falcons. They're looking and saying, oh my gosh, Falcons are only 3.5? Yum, yum, yum. Well, listen, Freddie Fanny Pack walks around Fremont Street with deep fried Twinkie on a stick eating it. You don't want to be with Freddie. Bengals, that's who the sharps are on, Fez.
Yes, and I bet the Bengals early in the week, and I still like the Bengals in this game. It's all about those cluster injuries to the Atlanta Falcons defense. In particular, at safety, they're down two starters, really in trouble on defense.
So, Jonas, you might remember one of our Tuesday features is Fez gives us a game that the line is going to move on. He likes it, and he's predicting a line move. And you know, it was the Bengals, and it was 5.5. So if you had listened to Straight Out of Vegas, said, Fez sounds kind of smart. He's got a mansion. He's got a yacht. You would have the Bengals plus 5.5. Right now, if you want to bet the Bengals, plus 3.5.
He was also the same guy on the LA Rams well before everybody else was, right? And now they're barely a 2-1.
That's true. Yes. That's true. I think you're kind of making a hint. He and I have a bet on it. Maybe we should, because I faded him in the Super Bowl bet.
Right, right.
Maybe we should wait till the end of the year and see who wins.
Be sure to catch live editions of Straight Out of Vegas weekdays at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Let's go!
Now.
That's great football now!
It's Collins. Pick number 6.
Every week now we have a bonus pick, and this is the game that I almost pulled the trigger on, but in the end, I'm just going to leave it to you. I would have taken Denver plus 5 against Kansas City. Again, we are so immersed and so fascinated with Patrick Mahomes, we're not noticing Kansas City's defense gives up a lot of yards and a lot of gash plays. Denver at home is tough. It's a rivalry game. Case Keenum can win games in this league. He won 13 last year. I would take it. Was the last one I moved out on. I took Arizona instead. So Denver plus 5 against Kansas City. I have them winning outright. Upset of the week. What do the wise guys think?
Boy, I tell you, this one would be split too. You probably are going to get agreement, but I disagree with it. Let me give you two quick stats here. We all know Mahomes has had a good start.
Yeah.
If you look at DVOA, an advanced metric, last 30 years, first three games of the year, so now you have 900 teams, right? Because every year, every team has a chance to be on this list. 30 years, 30-plus teams a year. KC has the 6th best start offensively in all that time.
Wow.
This isn't just good. This isn't just best this year. This is one of the 6 best in 3 decades. Here's the stat, though. If you do agree with Colin, guys, maybe look at Denver on the money line. Because the last 33 games Kansas City has played on the road, the point spread has never mattered.
That means either
the favorite wins the game by over the spread or the underdog wins the game outright. 33 straight games. And there's a little logic to it. Andy Reid is such a good schemer schematically. When he cracks the code, when he's got something, he's going to beat that other team. And when he doesn't have something, then they're going to get beat pretty bad. So, boy, 33 straight without the spread mattering Kansas City road games.
Well, Fez, you're a wise guy. I'll call myself a great synthesizer of wise guys. We're going to disagree on Monday. The green button is going to be in action because you actually early look, you lean, and let's not break it down, but you actually lean Broncos like Colin.
I do, and I did bet the Denver Broncos.
And you guys are going to know for sure that when we disagree, we bet it. Listen in Monday.